Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, hello there, everybody. We're back. And I'm back again. We're glad to be where we are because it's beautiful. Sunshine Radio. And, of course, St. Pete Radio Online. We love it. Know that you love it. And we want to tell everybody, call up another friend and invite someone else to tune in. And this is Voice for Veterans, Keep the Boss of the Beach. And we're in the greatest part of radio here in this great community. And, of course, we want to say thank you for tuning in and thank you for joining us today. Today, Voice for Veterans is going to be talking about some new things that's coming up. And one of them, of course, is our Renaissance Festival that supports our veterans' activities. Join us this year at the place. You know where it is, and stay tuned with us. We're going to be giving away a few of the passes so that you can come in and enjoy the Veterans Day. I'll be out there for their big press event, which is going to be on the 16th. So if you want to come out and see exactly what's going to be for the rest of this joyful activity, join us. Now, as you know, WVET is making a move to a new network, ontheairtoday.com. Please check us out. It's still the same old WVET, Voice for Veterans, and all of its other regular programming, and we're going to be talking more about that. We want to be grateful to our other veteran relationships, Paul Murray. And, of course, you can check Paul Murray and his studios right out on our website, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And now, ontheairtoday.com. Of course, we're broadcasting out of the St. Petersburg area today. Next week, we'll be broadcasting out of Miami, and the week after that, we'll probably be broadcasting out of Washington, D.C., but we're letting everybody know that our veteran program is based on two things. One, we support veterans, too. What does that mean? We support veterans too. And that means that all of us support our veteran activities. And I'm really looking at our corporations, our schools, our hospitals, and those that regularly take care of all of the citizens. They're now stepping up and including veterans. Thank you. We support vets too. Join us. Be able to put that sticker on your business door. Be able to put it on the outside of your school book and say, we support veterans too. Let the world know that America has stood up and we're not just depending on the VA anymore. We're depending on all of us to stand up and make sure that a veteran gets what he's due. He has to become a part of the community, not outside, but a major portion of this community can be taken care of by our veteran community. Employees. Work history. If you look at employees and work history, the veterans always do a little bit better job because of their training. So don't forget, when you're looking for employees and you're looking for someone to do a job, think about getting a veteran. Number two, let's talk about the other side of the coin. And the other side of we support veterans too is vets. Helping vets worldwide all the time. Vets helping vets worldwide all the time. We have a coalition of veterans that have stepped up and went on to Carolina. They've all moved here to the Tampa Bay area, and they want to stand up and say, hey, listen, if you can't get any help, go to another vet. He'll step up and help you. He'll find a way to give some of his time. And the reason I'm saying that is because I got involved with one of these great companies called Triverti Health, Vets Helping Vets. We support vets, too. These are the kind of things that we know make a difference. We thank you for your service. and we are here to help you get better. Let us guide you through the journey. Vets Helping Vets. Are you an active military veteran or first responder? Vets Helping Vets. That's the difference that can be made. And we see it being made. And you qualify right now. So if you're tuning into this radio station and you want to find out a little bit more about the Vets Helping Vets program, stay tuned for more or go to WVETOnlineRadio.com. All of it's there. And what's not there, we're working on right now. And as I always say, services offered. Let's talk about the services offered that actually come with these programs. Information and assistance with filing claims or VA benefits for veterans. Surviving spouses and dependents are included. You heard it first right here. Assistance in requesting military discharge, medical records, medallions, etc. I have someone right now who came to me to help get their tags. His wife passed, unfortunately, sweet lady. And she knew where everything was and had given it to her family. Somewhere his dog tags got missing, and we're going to get him a new set. That's what we offer. And in Pinellas County, and of course, over here in Hillsborough County, we have Veteran Services. It is an organization that sits right here, and they are here to help us pick up the ball where some of these other things may be falling through the crack. Veteran Services include VA benefits information related to assisted living facilities and nursing homes for veterans and surviving spouses. That's one of the things that you can look for in this area. We know we're one of the fastest growing areas in the country. So we're trying to let everybody know that the veteran services are available. Information for State of Florida Veterans Benefits. Right here with Veteran Services. Referral information for other VA related issues. Of course, we got Babe Hines, we got James Haley, but we also have a lot of other veteran support services, VSOs, Veterans Service Organizations, who are here to help and make sure that our veterans are included in this community's growth. And a lot of people say, well, what are we doing? There's a lot that we're doing, and we want the whole community to know that what can be done to support our veterans coming back again from Afghanistan. That is the most recent war, and we're out of Afghanistan little by little. What it takes is, when you wind down from a war, it's not just we're over and out and you're with a shout like I end the show with every week. It does take a lot of logistics to get equipment out, people out, and those who supported us who may still be there, some kind of protection for them or getting them out. That takes time. And again, we're still winding down from Afghanistan. And we praise the president for shutting this war down. We know that it's not a popular thing to do to shut down wars because somebody's losing the benefit of the war. But we also know that this one, time had run its course. And Afghanistan will be there. America will be gone. But our influence will be there forever. The freedoms that were gained. The freedoms are still in the memory of those families. The freedoms that were gained is a part of the culture now. Even though we know that the Taliban got the country, a lot of things that we brought will still be a part of that culture for the rest of its existence. So we're thankful that that war is wound down, and because we are in this area, where a lot of the logistics was done, guess what? We're all happy. Those soldiers returning, a lot of them will be returning right here to the Tampa Bay area. We want you to get in touch with us. Let us know what your needs are. See if we can help. But get in touch with us so maybe you can stand up and help us. Don't forget, We Support Vets Too is the new words out. You walk into a store, you should be able to look up and they say, yes, We Support Vets Too. And you'll know that you've been in touch with this program. We love it. And don't forget, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the changeover in weeks to come to ontheairtoday.com, because we are a network and we're going to be expanding what we're going to be doing for veterans in a big way. So look for more about us. Look for more about what we stand for. Vibes Radio 1, our Caribbean connection. WBET Latin, where we reach out to our Latin community. We are going to move forward with WBET UK, but that's going to be a little bit further away. So look for us. We're adding new podcasts. Other people who do podcasts, who are supporting veterans, who want to get and help us with what we're doing, believe me, it's now going to be right here at a touch. Enjoy it. Know that you're reaching out to more than just one station, but a group of stations that say we support vets too. We're grateful for all of our friends over there with our buddies at GoDaddy and Spectrum and all those people keeping this service alive, and especially Joe Bardot and the family over there with 96.7 FM. And we're looking to grow this community. Listen for us way up there in Clearwater. Listen, Tampa. We're getting ready to expand all over here. We've already been done all of the things that we can do in the Miami area. Now we move to Jacksonville. Up there with the Naval Base. For many years, I was on the radio at WKBX Radio at Kings Bay, right up above Jacksonville. Maywood, Mayfield. But I loved it. Kings Bay, of course, is no longer secret, but it was one of the first secret submarine bases in the United States. Right there in Kings Bay, Georgia, right off the Florida line. We salute everybody over there and all my buddies and still around over there at WKBX Radio. We thank you for all the years that we serviced that area, and now we're down here in the best place you can be. Like they say, if you say St. Pete, guess what you're going to meet? Nothing but the best, and we take care of the rest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Now when your weary eyes are laid to rest in my reflection, I will be standing all alone while this is not your life. So now I take and tie this time as everything has fine. I will not have this pain inside me as I break away. So now I leave you with a smile. As for me, I break away.
Brian James, you heard him again. We love him. He's did another one, and he's still working out there all the time. You can always tune in to us, and we'll constantly be playing something from our good artist, Brian James. He's one of those that has supported the group, the radio station, all of the activities we've done, and we want to thank him. And that little song you heard was from Brian James. Now, guess what? We're going to close this thing out with Brian James, too. I want to play a little bit more of that one again. But I want to touch on something that we talk about on this show on a regular basis. Veterans alternatives. Vet alternatives. More veterans alternatives. What can a veteran do to help his community? What can a veteran do to make sure that he has been contacted in a way that allows him to do more to help this community? You know, we look around, and after all the years, community radio still exists. Radio has always been something that was a target market for whatever that broadcast sound could be heard. When you broadcast over the air, you only reach so far. There's only been a few stations around this country that could reach past the place. In the old days of Wolfman Jack, they used to have a tower so big out there in Los Angeles, we finally figured out it was coming out of Tijuana, Mexico. And you could hear Wolfman Jack on an AM signal across this country. There was another one in Cincinnati that you used to get here all over the country. All the truckers used to listen to it. And Randy's Records and Randy's and Buckley's out of Nashville had one of those giant towers. And you could hear it. Now the FCC has created something called low power radio. And a lot of different stations are using that. It is designed to keep community radio alive. And guess what? The veteran community is standing up, and they are a major part of keeping it alive. So community radio is still in existence. And you can, of course, go online anywhere and pick up your local community radio station. And this one is St. Pete Radio. And this program, of course, Thursdays, 12:30 or so. And then we come back on Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m. with Rise and Shine, Sunshine Radio. Our external program, evaluation shows, accelerated wellness program participants report the following outcomes. Now, this is what I'm talking about when I say veterans alternative. 50% reduction in PTSD. 50% reduction in PTSD. And if you go onto our new website, the first thing you look at is something about PTSD. We're now getting control of it. 62% reduction in depression. You know, when you're coming out of the military, it's called regrouping. And there was a group that came along many years ago. I don't know where they are, but they're still around. They called it civilian boot camp. That means that when you come out of the military, you should be 6 weeks of boot camp getting back into it. Pay you a little bit more money as you do the transition. Make sure that you have help getting that transition information. And that's where we stand, that we support vets too. 54% reduction in anxiety. A part of direct depression comes from anxiety. And when you can reduce one, you reduce the other. 43% reduction in perceived stress. You know, a lot of times the stress is in your mind. But of course, stress is real when you're now just out of the military. You're just getting home. You're finally getting back to where you got to go to work. Everybody else has kind of gone to work. You're sitting there by yourself trying to figure out which job you're going to take. It's stressful. We can help you reduce that. 27% reduction in pain outcomes. There is help. If you're having pain, there's more than one way to cure it. It's not all opioids anymore. We do have the other cannabis products that we found over the years has been better than an opioid. Pain can be reduced where you can think clearly. And my favorite, 29% reduction in sleep deprivation. I guess if you've been out there on the road, you've had a whole lot of days and nights that you didn't sleep well. You finally got control of it. We have programs for veterans under the Veterans Alternative that you can get this kind of help. Creating a healthy, connected, and resilient veteran population. And again, that is the Veteran Alternative. And of course, you can go online right here in this area and find us. The one in Holiday, Florida, 1750 Arcadia Road, and of course in Tampa, it's 1905 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida. And for more information, you, of course, you can contact us right here at this radio station. They'll get through to me and let me know. But if you want to get direct contact, it's 727-939-8387. 727-939-8387. The Veteran Alternative. Please contact these people. They're looking to reach out in the community to get to be a major part of how you find what you can do to support a veteran. I'm making a plea out to education centers, hospitals, all the transportation services, back to our good old friends at the post office and our good old friends at FedEx and all of those other direct mail services that are now taken over along with email services. Please feel free. Look up, find a veteran, and give him some work. He will be that employee of the month and of the year. We do our best, but when veterans come along, they'll take care of the rest. Don't forget, next week we're going to be talking a lot more about our Armed Forces Families Foundation. Because they have reached out, and those who really need help after coming out of the military, they can start with Armed Forces Families Foundations, and it will work like a charm because they've already started the work to make sure that things gotten better. Creating a healthy, connected, and resilient veteran population. That veteran population will be included in the whole population. The veterans say we're not looking for special treatment. We're looking for the best treatment possible. Once you take care of the veterans internally, they'll take care of you outside of the internal operations. Reach out to you no matter what and stand up. Because that's what they learned. And they share it on a regular basis. Don't forget, you're in tune to one of the best radio stations in the country. Even if you can't find us here, if you happen to be vacationing here and enjoying this radio station, you can go online, Sunshine Radio, all the time. 96.7 FM, we're on the internet. If you get back to Cincinnati after this football game, win, lose, or draw. Don't forget, it's Super Bowl weekend and everybody's in. We did it last year live right here from Tampa Bay. Now it's going to be in L.A. And those people who are really rooting for those Ohio people who finally got in, bless you. And guess what? When you get back, you can still tune in on the internet to this radio station and find out what we're doing here to support veterans worldwide all the time. All right, this is Keith the Boss of the Ooch. We can come right back with our guy, Brian James. And again, one more week, over and out with a shout.
Prisons of dark descending on your light. Lay your weary eyes on me one last time. Priestess came, she broke out on your way. I believe everything. Lay your weary eyes. The priestess came.